A moment of strategic dialogue at the crossroads of European fiscal and security policy on April 16, 2025, a high-level meeting between Greek Finance Minister Kyriakos Pierakakis and Irish Finance Minister and Eurogroup President Pascal Donohoe marked more than a bilateral diplomatic gesture. It signaled an intensifying convergence of economic, regulatory, and defense priorities across the Eurozone. As Europe recalibrates its fiscal architecture in response to rising geopolitical tensions and external trade pressure, Greece and Ireland appear increasingly aligned in their vision for a union that is fiscally resilient, security-conscious, and structurally reformed. Themes that dominated the dialogue: U.S. tariffs and free trade tensions. Both ministers underscored the threat of trade protectionism, particularly in response to recent U.S. tariff shifts. Pierakakis emphasized that trade wars have no winners, reinforcing a pan-European commitment to rules-based international commerce. EU defense funding and the escape clause. Greece pressed for the swift activation of the escape clause for defense spending, allowing greater fiscal room for member states to invest in security without violating debt or deficit thresholds. This proposal is consistent with a growing narrative in Brussels. European defense is no longer optional, it's existential. Minister Pierakakis: for Greece, defense is a national issue, calling for structural fiscal flexibility. Sustainable growth and Greek economic performance. Donohoe praised Greece's economic transformation. It is a source of pride for the entire Eurozone to see Greece leading the way in sustainable development. The Greek economy has created over 500,000 jobs since 2019, reduced its debt, and maintained consistent primary surpluses, signaling responsible post-crisis governance. This positions Greece as a model of compliance and recovery under EU fiscal rules, at a time when those rules are under reconsideration. Regulatory simplification. The MITIS platform. Pierakakis showcased MITIS, Greece's digital regulatory simplification platform, aimed at eliminating bureaucratic inefficiencies and boosting business accessibility. This signals a shift toward smart, digitized governance as a pillar of structural reform, and provides a replicable model for other EU states. Political signals embedded in the meeting. This meeting comes at a time when the Eurogroup faces renewed pressure to adapt its fiscal frameworks. Defense funding versus stability pact rigidity. EU finance ministers are increasingly grappling with how to reconcile security expenditures with fiscal discipline. Greece is emerging as a voice advocating proactive flexibility. Eurozone cohesion in an age of fragmentation. Both leaders reaffirmed the importance of internal unity within the EU and the Eurozone, especially as populist currents and external threats challenge institutional cohesion. Ireland's role as a bridge country. Donohoe, as both Irish Finance Minister and Eurogroup President, occupies a diplomatic linchpin role, facilitating dialogue between northern budget hawks and southern reformists. What to watch next? Eurogroup discussions on defense budget carve-outs. Expect Greece to lead calls for a pan-European security clause, particularly in the context of Ukraine-related defense spending and Mediterranean stability. MITIS as an EU reform export. The MITIS platform could become a template for digital deregulation across the EU, particularly in markets struggling with complex licensing and permitting systems. US-EU trade flashpoints. Donohoe and Pierakakis's emphasis on rule-based trade may prelude a coordinated EU policy response to potential US protectionism in 2025-26. Ireland-Greece policy nexus. With Ireland's historical low tax model and Greece's recent fiscal consolidation, their alliance could shape a new centrist narrative in Eurozone fiscal policy: reform-friendly, growth-driven, and security-conscious. A meeting that was about more than bilateralism. The Athens meeting between Greece and Ireland was not simply a diplomatic courtesy, it was a strategic alignment at a critical time for Europe. From defense funding debates to trade resilience and regulatory reform, the two ministers laid down a pragmatic, forward-facing agenda. It's an agenda that will reverberate not only through Eurogroup chambers, but also through the broader corridors of Brussels economic policymaking. For further details, clarification, see